This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Happy New Year, folks. That's right, 2026 is upon us at last. While you're out there celebrating, it's important to keep safety in mind, and a big portion of that is sober driving. Remember, if you've been imbibing certain beverages, please do not get behind the wheel of a vehicle. There are many free ride programs offered statewide to prevent senseless deaths and injuries. While they tend to be more common closer to the cities, some methods for rural areas include the Tavern League's Safe Ride program. This offers safe rides free from member bars and restaurants to prevent drunk driving. All you need to do is ask bartenders for a ride if you've had too much to drink or feel unsafe. You can find your nearest league member and safe ride provider at tlw.org, and you can download the Safe Ride mobile app. Just go to your app store and search Tavern League of Wisconsin. Don't forget, AAA is also offering its Tow-to-Go service on New Year's Eve and Day. This service is available at no cost to both AAA members and non-members, and calls are confidential so you can ask for help without worry. If your safe ride happens to fall through, AAA tow trucks will transport you and your vehicle to a safe location within a 10-mile radius. To get in contact with Tow2Go, all you have to do is call 855-286-9246. Remember, always stay safe when you're out celebrating, and please don't drink and drive. Friday, January 23rd, from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., there's a candlelight walk at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. As part of Phillips Winterfest, you're invited to come enjoy a winter walk with ice luminaries and lanterns lighting up the concrete park and nature trail with a bonfire to warm up at the end. The Rock Garden Tavern will also be open from 4 to 8 p.m., so you can stop in before or after the walk for some food and drinks. Once again, this is taking place Friday, January 23rd, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. With Christmas behind us, you may be looking at some of those gifts you received and thinking they may not be quite right. If you happen to be thinking about any returns, you might want to hear what Melissa Kay has to say.
Christmas has officially come and gone, and now comes the time to return those gifts that aren't quite right. It's important to remember that stores set their own rules, and they're not legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds unless the merchandise was defective or misrepresented. While most stores do have a return or exchange policy, they can vary greatly from store to store. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin recommends the following tips to make returns easier. Research retailers before trying to make a return. Keep your receipt and packaging. Most stores only accept returns and exchanges if you can present the item with its receipt and original packaging. Always include a gift receipt with items you give, and hold on to any gift receipts you receive. Know the rules for returning gifts without a receipt, as this can be tricky. Without the receipt, most retailers offer store credit or an exchange rather than a full refund to your original method of payment, especially if the item is marked down or on clearance. Bring your ID. Many stores ask to see your ID when you return an item to avoid holiday return scams. Sometimes retailers require you to bring your ID and the original form of payment, so you may need help from the gift giver. Make returns in a timely fashion. Almost all return policies are valid during a specific time period. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays. Watch out for return scams. Be on the lookout for fraudulent return policies or suspicious third-party return services that promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms when returning items. You can find more information and resources at bbb.org.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is currently tracking the respiratory virus season in Wisconsin. Data is showing that cases are increasing statewide, with flu and COVID-19 activity both on the rise. Don't forget, respiratory viruses can be hard on kids. However, you can help keep kids from getting sick by keeping them up to date on their vaccines. Everyone 6 months and older can get a COVID-19 and flu vaccine, and infants can receive protection against RSV. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. January 11th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., There's a pancake breakfast over at Mercer VFW Post 9536. This is $10 at the door for all you can eat. Kids are $5 with kids under 5 years old eating free. Come hungry and bring your friends, they'll see you there. Once again, this is taking place January 11th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. over at Mercer VFW Post 9536. The race for the 7th Congressional District seat will have a new contender. Here's Isabella Nieto with more.
The seat, which will be left vacant by Congressman Tom Tiffany in his bid for governor, includes 20 counties in north-central Wisconsin. In an email to the Wausau Pilot and Review, Kevin Hermaning says he planned to file paperwork to run this week and announce his campaign in the new year. Hermaning is a former U.S. Marine who was held hostage during the 1979 Iran hostage crisis and a Wisconsin financial planner. He is also the former chair of the Marathon County GOP. Hermaning is the fourth Republican to enter the race.
I'm Austin Burmain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers beat the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin over Milwaukee, 80-60 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers' Greg Gard thanked the Panthers head coach, Bart Lundy, for adjusting their schedule.
Bart's got a good team. I think they're going to do very well in their league, and to be able to fit this game in with their league playing games here between the holidays. And so it's a credit to them to still want to play the game. And now, obviously, we wrap up the non-conference and head into league play starting Saturday night and get ready for games coming next year.
Wisconsin hosts Purdue Saturday, 7 p.m. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee looking for their third win in a row. NFL, the Packers making roster changes. Defensive tackle Jordan Riley and defensive back Kamal Hayden placed on season-ending IR after their injuries against the Ravens. Safety Zane Anderson recovering from an ankle injury, so they promoted two defensive backs from the practice squad for Sunday's game in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, becoming mostly sunny with falling temperatures today. We're going to be in the low teens this morning, dropping into the low single digits by late this afternoon. Tonight down to 10 below, tomorrow mostly cloudy, a little more light snow with a high of 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.